Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We want to take a little closer look now at the story that Richard Hake was just reporting from Albany. Both the budget deal, if it is a deal, and the expected vote now later today on a same-sex marriage or marriage equality bill in the state legislature in Albany. First of all, for weeks now, Governor Patterson has been trying to get the state legislature to pass emergency budget measures to close a multi-billion-dollar deficit that could literally leave the state out of cash by the end of this month. And yesterday they did it, but only sort of, according to the governor, who says don't call this a budget deal.
I would not describe it as a deal, because a deal means that all parties accept the agreement.
And the governor does not like this agreement. So let's talk about both of these developments with Irene Liu, political writer at the Albany Times Union and a blogger for Capital Confidential. Hi, Irene. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. And what did the governor mean there when he said that it's not a deal?
Well, the governor has been pushing very, very hard to close an estimated $3.2 billion budget deficit. For weeks and weeks and weeks, the governor has said there need to be significant cuts to health care, to education. The legislature, particularly the Senate, has been very resistant to these cuts. And it's just been stalemate for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so, on Monday night, legislative leaders came out and said and told their members, we have a deal, we have a three-way agreement, the governor will send up bills tomorrow, and we will get this done to the agreed-upon amount, which was $2.8 billion. Basically, this was described as the last best offer that the legislative leaders could do. Now, the reason why this has been so difficult is because of this very, very slim margin that the Senate Democrats have, 32-30. Republicans in the Senate, in a surprising bipartisanship effort, have decided that they, too, cannot abide by to see school aid cuts. And so they just weren't the votes to do the kind of cuts that the governor wanted. And so at the end, the governor basically said, I'll take these cuts because we need to move on, but they aren't enough. And so he basically just didn't want to own the deal that the legislative leaders had presented to him as the final offer.
Now, Irene, you said that the budget deficit is 3-point-something billion, and you said that this bill contains 2-point-something billion in cuts. So did they actually close the deficit, or is the state still going to run out of money and maybe fail to meet payments at the end of this month?
In his press release, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver basically acknowledged that this does not close the estimated budget deficit. The controller Tom DiNapoli actually estimates that the budget deficit could be closer to around $3.9 billion. And it's just no. So the answer shortly is just no. This does not close the problem. The governor may have to take action. I think what legislative leaders are hoping is that the cash revenue will be higher than expected come January, and that somehow this will magically close the deal. But it looks like this is going to be a continuing problem. And what this really means is that the budget, if this to make smaller cuts on the DRP was so difficult, the budget process for next year is just going to be even worse, because there's around an $8 billion budget deficit estimated for next year.
Who does feel the pain in the bill that they passed?
The truth is not really too many. I think the biggest pain goes to local municipalities, local counties, especially. And then, of course, if the governor decides to do what he intends to do, which he has threatened to do, which is to withhold payment or delay payments with the eventuality of cutting to local municipalities, that could be really, really difficult. We may actually see increases in local property taxes and other measures, because what this means is that local government is going to have to find a way to fill their own holes if they don't get the money that they are expected to get from the state.
And they're not done yet. They will go home later today, presumably, after finally voting on a marriage equality bill. Are they really going to take that vote?
It has been the Senate spokesman, Austin Shafran, had just sent out a press release that said that the vote is expected. The Senate is actually going to take up a number of things. They will take up the DRP. They're going to vote on Tier 5 pension plan reform, which the Assembly passed early this morning, public authority reform, which the Assembly passed, I think, last week, and marriage equality. So it may not happen today. I think the Senate has a habit of having very late-night sessions, so we may see this go in late into tomorrow morning.
In fact, it was late last night, early this morning, that this deficit reduction measure was passed, right? That's why we didn't see it in the morning papers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we sort of expected it, and I think a lot of the papers reflected that. But by the time that we hit midnight and, you know, many of the deadlines closed, they were still drafting the bills. And so the Assembly didn't actually even end up passing their own bills until around 6 o'clock this morning.
They're just trying to torture people like you. Hardworking.
I think the people of New York probably have it a little bit worse than we do. You know, we're just here to cover the insanity up here.
Yes, but you actually do your job, and you wait around until they pass the bill. Well, that's another story. The AP is quoting a key senator and supporter of a marriage equality bill, Democrat Craig Johnson, saying he feels there are enough votes for passage today. Can you confirm that at the Times Union?
Well, I think I haven't spoken with Senator Johnson, but I think that there are a few things to keep in mind which lend to probably a little bit of guarded optimism among advocates for this. Number one, the Assembly Speaker last night, he told his conference that they would not vote again for the third time for the marriage equality bill in special session unless they had an indication that it would pass in the Senate. Now, you know, because this is all being done in special session, essentially you have to have bills that match. So the Assembly passed the gay marriage bill in May in regular session, but to make it into law, because the Senate is doing it in special session, the Assembly would also need to do it in special session. So They did do it. The Assembly did pass it in special session, which is a sort of indication that there may be momentum going into this. The other thing is the Senate leadership has always said that they have been trying to essentially not just put it out on the floor for an up or down vote, but they want to make it, you know, successful if it goes onto the floor. It's interesting this time around. I mean, I think that you hear people are much more guarded about sort of the lobbying efforts that are going on and who's in, who's out, who might be going on. So, I mean, there's guarded optimism from advocates. I guess we'll all see. The truth is that really what this is going to come down to is some of the marginal Democrats who have not expressed their view, and also just how many votes are going to be in the Senate Republicans. And, even Senate Republican leadership, they have not made a point to poll their members. So I don't think that there's a solid number known on the Republican side.
Right. And apparently Senator Liz Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat and a leader of the marriage equality movement, says there aren't enough Democrats to get the bill passed without Republican support, because some of the 32 Democrats will vote against it. But Republican Senator Thomas Morehan, quoted by the AP today, saying his conference has not even taken a head count, the same thing that you just said. So whatever reason they're not doing that, they don't know. But it will take a few GOP senators to support the bill. And I guess Irene Liu from the Times Union in Albany, we will find out later today whether gay marriage comes to New York State, perhaps on this very day or very early tomorrow. And, of course, we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. Irene, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.